News Radio, WTAM 1100. This is Bill Wills. Mark Bonin, Cleveland Plain Dealer, Cleveland.com with me. I'm going to jump around a couple deals in the restaurant business this week. And also, we got the Taste of the Browns coming up. Always look forward to that event. Always a big fundraiser as well for the charity relief when it comes to food here in Northeast Ohio. Mark, good morning to you.
Hey, Bill.
Okay, let's go first to a Terrestrial Brewing Company. You posted an interesting story about this. Now, they're over in Edgewater Park, Battery Park area there in the Edgewater Park area. COVID's affected everything, the way we look at business and all. And this is a great example, I guess, of these guys looking and saying, okay, we're in this situation. We've been at it for a while. How are we doing? What can we do and kind of relaunch maybe in a way at Terrestrial?
Yeah, a very interesting time. These guys did a good thing. Ralph Segrow and Ryan Bennett, the co-owners, and Ralph is the brewer. They had expansion plans on the mind, but when COVID hit, they really took a serious look at their business model, and they've decided to expand with both not only a restaurant, but also an event space. So they're located in Battery Park in a building that used to house, if anybody remembers, Cha Pizza. They're moving into, the restaurant will be where Cha Pizza is,
okay.
And then upstairs, they will have an event space. So they're really planning. Event spaces are a very big thing these days and have been for several years. So they're really looking at just kind of having private events, a lot of weddings. They've got a green room for a private area for weddings and a warming kitchen up there for catering. So they've done a fantastic job. Ralph is making great beer. Their backyard is essentially Edgewater Park and the railroad tracks, and there's that. If you've ever been there, there's a little grassy verge right next to them. They're very dog-friendly, and they have a patio. So it's nice to see a brewery that has done well and is able to look at serious expansion. They're moving at a good pace, a good rate, a beautiful space, and that's a good thing. So Terrestrial Brewing Company going to be expanding in the near future with a restaurant and event space in Battery Park neighborhood of Cleveland.
Good news, and good luck to them. Nearby Lakewood, Immigrant Sons Brewery opened earlier this week. They're where the market, the Constantino's, was, right there on Sloan?
Right.
Okay.
Andrew Revy is the owner of the brewery. He's open in the former Constantino's Market over on Sloan Avenue. And they're right out of the gate. They've got 14 beers on tap. I saw the space when it was being built. I went to visit him back in March when we had a semi-freak snowstorm that day. And Andrew took the time to show me around. We had a great interview. They've had bumps along the way. This has been in the works for a couple of years, but they finally hit fruition this week. The only thing in waiting, and they're very close to this, is they will be getting a full liquor license, but permits and red tape, as often is the case,
yeah,
hold things up. But they will have wine and cocktails, and the menu is extensive. It's going to be above your typical bar food. So this is a neat thing. Busy stretch, I think, in Lakewood. Good location to, you know, breweries just keep expanding all throughout Greater Cleveland, whether it's a suburb or a neighborhood or the city itself and rural areas in the rest of the state. It's really nice to see. So Andrew Roby's Immigrant Son Brewery has opened in Lakewood here this week.
Mark Bonin, Cleveland Plain Dealer, Cleveland.com with me on the beer, brewery, and restaurant front. And we sadly over at Shaker Heights, the Sweet Surrender, Lucy Sweet Surrender for a long time, a great, wonderful bakery, but it's going to be closing, right?
It is. And then a sad story. It's pretty much on its last legs. I've talked several times with Michael Feigenbaum, the owner. He's ready to retire, but for most of this year, he really made an effort to try to sell this. The deal just didn't get, the T's didn't get crossed,
right,
and the I's didn't get dotted. So he is going to auction,
okay,
the items, and that auction is coming up Wednesday, November 3rd through Wednesday, November 17th. Right now, he's selling off perishable products. So as he told me, everything is first come, first served, or selling out. You know, he's 67. It's been a rough year. He got through COVID. Everything was fine, but he has a bad back and had surgery. And it's a physically tough job. He's been a baker now, a professional baker, for 40 years. He's owned Lucy's for 27. He's had a good run. He's looking forward to retirement. So barring any miracle, it looks like Lucy's Sweet Surrender in Shaker Heights will be closing. And it's a shame. but things move on, and I wish Michael and his family the best.
Baker is a morning radio host. We pretty much you get up early every day, and it's so best of luck to him. And I've stopped there a couple times, matter of fact, over the years, and picked up stuff when I've been on that side of town. So it's a good place. One of the biggest and always a fun fundraiser each year has been the Taste of the Browns to benefit the work and all the need over at the Cleveland Food Bank. And obviously with the pandemic, we've struggled with this thing. But this year it is set up at the zoo. We're going to be at the amphitheater at the Australian Adventure. And they're going to be doing the Taste of the Browns, 23rd annual one, Sunday, November 14th. And Mark, I think this is just a great example of just trying to get this thing together where it works in a great spot this year, I think, and have some fun, right?
Yeah, it was disappointing. They had to, like so many other events, it had to be put on hold. It was on hiatus last year because of the pandemic. But the organizers are back. It's an in-person event. The big shift, as you said, is it will have a different venue. This used to be held at First Energy Stadium, great venue. The draw here is you're getting not only phenomenal food from a lot of great local restaurants, and a lot of the chefs show up. I ran into Zach Brule there and several other folks a few years ago. A lot of chefs will show up, but also current and former Browns will be there, and they do mingle as well with fans. Joel Batonio is one of the co-chairs this year. Josh Cribbs is back with this. He is a longtime supporter of this event. He really loves it. Rocco Whalen will be there. He's one of the co-chairs who owns, of course, Fahrenheit, and a longtime Cleveland sports fan. So they've also made it a little bit more family-friendly, so hence the change to the zoo. That's just a neat venue for anything, I think, and it's a good thing. As you said, it raises money for the Greater Cleveland Food Bank, the largest fundraiser for the year for the food bank, and it's a good thing. They'll have an auction. They'll have lots of stuff going on, rain or shine benefit. So it's coming up Sunday, November 14th at the Greater Cleveland Zoo for the Taste of the Browns, the annual Taste of the Browns. And by the way, this is the 23rd Taste of the Browns event.
Fantastic.
So it's a big deal.
Hey, great idea, especially you mentioned the kids, because over the years maybe you had to leave the kids and the babysitter and all that sort of thing. Look, tickets are $75, $25 for kids 3 to 17, and 2 and under, of course, free. But they want you to bring them along, make it a family fun day at the zoo, at the amphitheater, and the Australian Adventure, and just have some fun for the Taste of the Browns on Sunday, November 14th. And again, the beneficiary, of course, all the great work done by our Cleveland Food Bank, and the tickets available there. Mark Bona, Cleveland Plain Dealer, cleveland.com. Follow him on Twitter, mbona30. Mark, thanks much.
Thank you, Bill.